Hi guys, it's Meg and
Maya.
Today we have Meg and Maya here. We are going to be talking about filler today, all fun things filler. We decided to talk about this topic because lately a lot of people have been, you know, obviously with sun coming out lately, spring coming, spring break, everybody's getting summer ready. And we've had a lot of new filler clients lately, but also a lot of people that book for a lip flip and unsure if they want a flip or a filler. So we want to talk about the difference between that and about our favorite fillers that we use here in the lip and just kind of trust in the process. So Maya, tell me the difference or what you've seen, the biggest difference, or how do you educate people the difference between a lip flip and lip filler?
Yeah, I feel like educating your clients really important too, because we will get a lot of people who book for a flip, which is great, but they're really not the best candidate for a flip. They're really someone who will end up loving the results more if they get filler. So I really have them smile, testing if their lip disappears when they smile or not, and seeing what kind of volume they already have in their lip.
I think that's a really good point. I do the same thing. Like when people just ask me, like when they're not here and don't have an appointment, I'll tell them, look in the mirror and smile. If what you hate is that your lip disappears because that muscle is pulling so tight, then we can tox that, relax the muscle, get you some, you know, a little bit more lip show when you smile. But it doesn't give you volume at rest. And I think that's what people are always like interested to hear, like, oh, I didn't know that. So if you're looking for more volume at rest, you're definitely not looking for a lip flip. If it's really just more for pictures, because,
right,
you know, more in pictures, obviously now that's where people notice it. We're like, I don't have an upper lip. And so I think that it's a great solution, a way cheaper and safer and easy solution for someone, but not, definitely not for everyone.
Yeah. And that's really it. I feel like I say this a lot, that like a flip is kind of dipping your toe in for someone who's never had filler. A lip flip to a lot of people is more of like a comfort zone. And some people like are scared of filler, or they've heard or seen on social media all these like awful lips or cheeks or whatever.
So you're always thinking of the worst.
Yes.
Outfit.
Yes.
Always.
You see all this this crazy stuff on social media and they're like, okay, I don't want to get filler. I'm saving the flip.
Yep.
But your clients want to love their look more and their results more if they get what's best for them.
Yeah.
So really just educating that you're not going to look overdone unless
it takes a ton to be overdone.
And then really educating them on what filler is. If we end up going the route of filler, telling people that it is made, or at least ours are made from hyaluronic acid.
Depending on the type of filler. So we typically here, just for those listening, we do typically do Restylane All. We do keep, when I say all, I mean all Restylane products. We are very Restylane friendly practice here. It's my fave. I think Juvederm is another name. Obviously, a lot of people know, because it, like Botox, was sort of the OG of fillers that everyone new as their go-to. I personally, and it's just, you know, I think Maya and I agree on this, and all of our injectors here talk about it. We go through favorites of filler. What I love about Restylane is because they're made of hyaluronic acid that we already produce in our body, there is the dissolvable agent. So it is not permanent like plastics, where if you do it and hate it, you know, or there's an emergency, you can dissolve it. So the other thing is, you know, obviously with anything, there's risks, but with filler, like I was saying earlier, the difference with it being safer for filler than a flip, you're going into a highly vascular area and it goes in as a gel. So the way that filler works is we get them in a syringe. So we sell them by syringe, and one syringe only fills a blueberry. So really it's not a lot of product. It'd take a lot to really, kind of distort your look. And the reason we like Restylane is because they create their portfolio to match the placement of where you are putting that type of filler. Because your body is going to metabolize it and break it down, it also is important to know where you're putting it in the face. So that's why it's important to go to an injector who knows what they're doing. Because yes, in theory, you could put filler, you know, in different areas, but they scientifically make it to be that way. So, you know, if you're putting it in the cheek, is that area going to move more? Or like, for example, the lips, you're going to obviously metabolize it in your lip way faster. We use our mouth for everything, kissing, chewing, talking, smoking, whatever y'all do with your lips, you're using them constantly. So you're going to burn through it fast. But with it having the risk of going in as a gel, and then over a few days, it's going to solidify more as an implant, if you will. And so imagine if you put a gel like toothpaste into one of your veins, and then as it hardens, it could obstruct the flow, circulation flow to that area. And so having a dissolver on hand is extremely important for the practice. So anywhere you go to get filler, just make sure they have a dissolver on hand if there is an emergency. Or ask, have you ever had to dissolve? I think that's huge. We have people that get it off the black market, inject themselves, don't know what occlusions are. So all sorts of scary things. But, you know, if you know what you're doing, it doesn't need to be a scary thing. You just need to know how to handle something if it were to not go necessarily as planned. But we do filler every single day here at our practice. And, you know, I think it's important remembering what you see online is the one in how many of, you know, thousands of people that day.
I tell people that all the time. Like what you're seeing is maybe you see someone with crazy huge lips that just look awful.
Yeah.
They probably got 8 syringes in such a short amount of time where they stretched their tissue, they migrated, they did everything. But if you have an injector, we say this all the time, good injectors are the ones that say no.
Yeah,
I mean,
for
if
sure.
You have someone coming in here and it's just not
they need
right.
dissolve
it's not
and
safe,
start
it
fresh.
Look.
Yeah.
I mean, I think all of us are comfortable just like, no, I don't think we should do this. Or if we do this, you may migrate after and it's not going to be a good choice. So I think that's also important too with being able to say no. And then to kind of piggyback off of you, placement versus the filler type of use too is huge. Yes, they're all hyaluronic acid, but they are kind of all made differently for different areas. Nobody wants lips that feel like bone.
Yeah. Yep.
Or that are super hard.
Yeah, yep.
You want lips that are going to feel like your own lips after they're filled.
So yeah.
Just knowing the perfect filler for each area is super important.
And really not for the, obviously not for the client to know, that's for your injector to know.
Right.
You know, we always ask, if you know, like if somebody comes to us and has their lips done already, I always want to know what product is in there. How many times have you been injected? How long have you been doing this? So we can evaluate what we're working with before just throwing something at you. And if you've never had it, then obviously setting expectations of, you know, slow approaching it so you're not overstretching or overdoing. But I think the, we have a caller number 9. I think the other thing to talk about, you know, migration and stuff, just real quick touching on, let's talk about like the process of filler, because a lot of times, no matter how many times we can explain it, if you have never gone through it and then you do just had a Girl Friday tell me every single thing you guys said would happen or Courtney told me would happen from like day one, thinking they're too big, can't talk, can't smile, can't believe I did this. Day two, oh my God, I'm obsessed, I love. Day three, why do they look lumpy, bumpy? What's happening? Day four, where did my filler go? My swelling's going down. Oh my God, I'm panicking. You know, I mean, I know you definitely feel that from your clients too, but like, what do you tell them? Or like, I know, you know, when they leave, it's important for all of you to know, go back to your provider if you have questions. We have too many showing up here that weren't our work and just got them done. And any provider should know to tell you, just like we say, go back to your injector if you just got this done. Now, of course, if somebody's like, I'll never step foot in that building again, I'm not going to force them to do that. But the right thing to do professionally and for the client is to send them back to the person who did their work, and especially if it's been recently done, so they can guide them appropriately.
Yeah, I think really educating your client as like an injector on what to expect is huge. And on the flip side of it, I mean, we've both been in the chair before. And I even remember my first time being like, oh my, like living through the process
100%.
And having to trust the process and looking in the mirror the first day being like, oh my God, what did I do to myself?
You said your mom ugly cried.
My mom ugly cried and asked where I went wrong. Where she went wrong.
Yep.
I mean, like, and now 2 weeks later,
she
doesn't even know that I even
such
it hell, but like,
yeah,
you know, the first couple days, they may be rough and you just have to kind of get through, but letting your client know, like, hey, your lip might shed a little bit, maybe extra chap.
You might have some swelling above.
They may seep out. You know, these are things. So then when it happens, they're like, okay, this is normal. She told me this.
We need to like start like a filler support group.
Yeah.
Like a filler anonymous or something, because everyone feels like they're going to be the one person that it goes wrong for. And then you literally analyze every single part of the process based on your personality. I love those that can just trust and go.
Yeah.
But then also, obviously, we're like, would they tell us if there was a problem? But I do think, you know, there's a healthy balance. And just knowing that you do not love or hate them for 2 weeks. And it can take like 2 to 4 weeks for you to really, for everything to sort of gel, mold, and perfect it. So.
And that's another thing I really see. 2 weeks, yes. Healing time, but I feel like that 3 to 4, yep. That's really when it melts in with your tissue and it feels like your own lips.
Yep.
It really texture, feeling, everything smooths out. But another part of the process is that they may feel a little hard, rough, lumpy,
uneven.
A little bit. Yeah, like during the healing.
Yeah.
And I do tell people, if you're ever concerned, please come back. Maybe it is something you need to just smooth out. But most times, it really just needs to heal.
Yeah, and you're never bothering your injector.
If I would rather you come
100%.
And me turn you away and be like, you're fine, rather than, you know, it heals.
Which is also why I never get it in the basement of someone's house at, like, the block card.
Right.
Because,
last market.
Yes, I heard someone, like, this is wild, but I heard somebody could get it because I think I said this maybe on the other podcast, but that they're husband was a physician, so he could legally order it, and then she was giving it to the neighbors in the community, but what, because she trained on a YouTube video kind of thing.
Right.
So scary. So when, you know, when we say just do your research, ask your injector, get a few opinions, and don't be afraid to sit there 4 times and talk it through before you jump in. But also, you know, you don't have to be so nervous over lip filler. Your partner in life is thinking of the freakiest of freaks that they've seen, and they're terrified you're going to change your face. Here, we can promise you we would never do that. But also, I think it's important to remember some of these pictures of people are like people that live in other states where it depends where you live, that look very normal to them because people are very overdone in those areas. So, you know, to each its own, but just I think, you know, knowing where you're going. Let them pick the product. Don't let them just pick a product because it's the only type they carry. You know, challenge your injector. Ask them some questions. I'm not saying come in and tell us we're doing our job wrong, but I'm saying, you know, like it's okay to question us or to pick our brains because it's also healthy, you know, that we have each other to bounce things off and stay on top of our education too. So I love that people are getting back into the filler time of year. We're going to end on what is your favorite type of filler. So I go back and forth all the time. I go through phases. I would say favorite type of filler for the lip right now for me is silk.
I like just plain rest.
Plain out. I know.
But I do love silk too. And those are two that I flip. They're very similar.
They are.
I feel they push very similar. They look very similar at the end. But L is definitely my go-to for most.
And then I would say for those like myself that need a double plump, meaning you really don't have a ton of lip tissue and you're going to metabolize whatever we put in your mouth. So what's awesome is like starting out with structure. So like the L, silk gives me really good structure, but, and then come back in a month and top it off with Kiss, even a half a syringe just for that like volume and juice and plump. So, but obviously, you know, depends on their lip tissue structure, what they have, their age, all the things.
Right. It definitely is customized.
Yeah.
To each person. So it can change, but we definitely have our faves.
Those are our faves. Okay. What do we want to do? PSA for the weekend. Patty's Day. Patty's Day is coming up. Everybody
be safe.
Yep. Wear your green. They say top of the morning. We're all Irish on Monday.
Okay.
So. But we'll be there in 2 days. So
order Uber.
Yep. Order Uber. Stay safe. We are open here on Monday. And if you need IVs on Tuesdays, just call because you're going to need that hangover ID. We got you. All right. See you. Bye.